what are the most important things you need to focus on for your health in 2024 to transform? Welcome back to the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel, as well as the Evolving Wellness Podcast. Today, I'm sharing a conversation I did with my dear friend and Quantum Conversations podcast co-host, Carrie Bennett. Now, if you didn't know, Carrie and I do have a podcast called Quantum Conversations. You can watch on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple, or any podcast platform. We talk about kind of complex topics, bringing them down to understanding for the everyday person. So we've had this podcast for a little while now. We have all kinds of amazing shows on red light therapy, fascia, grounding, just really great topics. So make sure you check that out and subscribe. But today I wanted to share it with my podcast family on Evolving Wellness, as well as the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel, because Carrie and I are really excited about talking about the most important health topics you need to experience a health transformation in 2024. Now, quantum and circadian biology are really great basics, things to start with, but we wanted to bring out other things, other modalities that we think are very helpful and important. So if you enjoy this type of conversation, I also want to let you know, Carrie and I are running a free health transformation summit that starts tomorrow on January 25th. It's free to register. And then if you are interested in getting the recordings, you can also get a gift package. Each of our speakers has contributed a course. I contributed my course, Circadian Health for the Busy Person, worth $147. Carrie has contributed all of her webinars into a single package. Irene Lyon has contributed 3 classes. So we have a really amazing gift package. It's worth about $2,000, and you get all the recordings for $99. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to put all of those links in the show notes, as well as the link to Carrie and I's podcast if you're not already subscribed. And before we jump into this really fun conversation, I want to thank 2 sponsors. The first one is going to be Vivarays. You can use my code YOGI to save on their circadian glasses, as well as their eye masks and earplugs. And Upgraded Formulas. You can use my code YOGI12 or YOGI to save over at Upgraded Formulas. And one more little thing I did want to mention before we jump in. If you do the paid version of the summit, you're also entered into a contest to win a $500 gift package from Vivarays, a bundle of all of my courses, a bundle of all of Carrie's courses, and a red light panel. So a lot of cool prizes along with the summit. All right, I hope that you enjoy this conversation. Let's jump into it. Thank you, Carrie, for being here today.
Yeah, I'm super excited, Sarah.
Yeah. And so if you're listening on the Evolving Wellness podcast, just a little FYI, Carrie and I have a really amazing podcast called the Quantum Conversations podcast, where we work really hard to make kind of these complex topics around health, circadian biology, quantum biology, understandable to the everyday person. So make sure you head on over and subscribe to that podcast, because we have like really amazing, fun conversations every week about this stuff. And so don't forget to do that. But I was just sitting here talking with Carrie. I'm like, what are some really important things people need to understand about their health if they're trying to get things on track and they want to like a comprehensive view of health, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was kind of, and maybe we can highlight this, but that was kind of like the impetus for this summit that we are launching here that we could talk about in a little bit. But it was this idea of if someone were to come to me today, not knowing a thing about health and really not having any, biases, right? Like, okay, tell me, what do I need to know that you think would be really foundational in supporting health? And, you know, of course, you and I would definitely say the circadian and the quantum aspect of it is huge, right? As a foundation. I think it lays such a beautiful foundation when you talk about light and nature and earthing. Mm-hmm. But then I also think, though, that there's certain modalities that we don't talk about a ton of in the quantum health space that are really, really amazing mm-hmm. and supportive. And I find them just to be so complementary and synergistic in terms of their support for health. They work very well. They pair very well with quantum biology, such as breath work, such as nervous system regulation. There's others as well. So, I mean, I'd love to maybe take the conversation in that direction. It's like, what would be things beyond the quantum and circadian stuff that we already talk about that really do pair beautifully and are that we have found to be supportive in clinical practice?
Absolutely. And yeah, that's something that we're doing in our health transformation summit. So if you're listening to this live on the Quantum Conversations podcast. Our Health Transformation Summit is actually starting on January 25th. It's free to sign up. But then if you decide you want to get the gift package, you'll get over $2,000 worth of courses from each of our speakers. Each of them has contributed a course that you can get. It's a ridiculous value. So it's free to sign up. So we have all these world-class speakers. We're going to talk about some of them and what they talk about. And then if you're like, all right, I want to learn more, each of them have contributed amazing courses and eBooks. And then there's a chance to win a bundle of all of my courses, a bundle of all of Carrie's courses, a red light therapy panel, a $500 gift package from Viva Raise, like ridiculous prizes for anybody who signs up for the, it's only $99, right? So you're getting like thousands of dollars worth of stuff for $99, but that summit's going to start on the 25th. So we'll have the links for that in the show notes, but that's kind of what spurred this conversation is like, let's highlight some of these things. And, you know, the first thing you and I were just talking about before we turned the camera on was nervous system work and how much we are seeing, both of us, a need for people who, you know, and it goes very synergistically with the quantum and circadian work. I mean, it's like a duo made in heaven, but we're seeing so many people that are needing the nervous system work. Would you say?
Absolutely. And I was just saying in clinical practice, I went from recommending some nervous system support about one in every 10 sessions to now it's the majority of clients that I see. And I think that says a lot about what's happening in our world, what's happening in our lighting environment, how that really might exacerbate a history of trauma. Mm-hmm. I mean, like all that stuff. I really think our modern living is not conducive to a nervous system that allows for healing. And a lot of my clients really do wonderfully when they start to engage in some nervous system support practices.
Yeah. And so Irene Lyon is the speaker that I actually interviewed for the summit. And that's one of the things that we talked about really for the summit is that, you know, and I've talked with her several times. She's a good friend of mine offline and in other interviews, is that there are people that do all the things. They check all the boxes off, right? And they're tracking and counting, which is another topic, but they're trying to do all the right things and they're wondering why they're stuck, why they're not making progress. And it's this piece with nervous system regulation that is really missing for people. And when you're talking about this topic, it's kind of the Wild West. Everyone's a somatic expert, everyone, you know, but Irene is the real deal. She's been doing this since the early 2000s, and she's been teaching online, which is unheard of, I think since 2010.
That was even a thing then?
Yeah, I know. When she told me that, I was like, what, really? So she really understands how to kind of convey this information to people in the online space, as well as like what works and what doesn't work, because you do have to be a little cautious around nervous system stuff. And understanding how to implement those things, understanding how to educate yourself properly. And so I think that, yeah, it can be a big missing piece for people when they're looking to transform their health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say that you can apply what you might consider to be the fundamental healing modalities, but if the nervous system isn't ready to be in a state of healing, if it's not in a state of healing, that I actually see what I call paradoxical reactions in clinical practice, meaning instead of melatonin, which we don't recommend, right? But like clients who have said, I take melatonin and it keeps me awake, or I take this herb that was supposed to reduce my histamine and my histamine went through the roof, or right? Those are things where I start to see a paradoxical reaction, or I start to see the pattern of something works for a little while and then all of a sudden doesn't work at all, right? Or actually it makes things worse all of a sudden. That to me is just prime indication that someone needs to support nervous system regulation first. Because once the nervous system understands that it's in a space of healing, that it has, that it's safe, then even things like red light therapy that we would say are supremely healing, the body can receive those healing modalities and actually utilize them for healing. I mean, I have seen, it's rare, but I have seen paradoxical reactions to red light therapy even. And again, prime indicator to me that the nervous system needs support.
Yeah, 100%. And that's something I didn't understand until I really spoke with Irene, because I would see that in clients and I would see that even with myself. Like don't take melatonin. I haven't tried to take it in multiple years, but when I used to try to take melatonin, it would wake me up all night. And if I did sleep, I would have horrific nightmares. And I never really understood it until I understood this nervous system piece of like, wow, I am super dysregulated here. Mm-hmm. And going through Irene's work and her programs, and she has amazing free content. And in the gift package, you'll get, I think, 3 classes with Irene.
Amazing.
Which is a really amazing value. That has been instrumental for me, along with the circadian and quantum stuff, in really feeling my best, you know, and feeling regulated and being able to go off the beaten path a little bit, not have to be so strict and stringent with myself, not have to count, track, weigh, and measure everything and look good, feel good, sleep good, all of that stuff, which I think is what people really are looking for. They're not looking to track things for the rest of their lives, you know, and keep a spreadsheet of how many carbs they ate. And like, who wants to live like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine, I mean, for that, to me, that feels very restrictive. It doesn't feel supportive.
It's not
at
living.
All. Right. Yeah. Right. And so yeah, that's what I think. I think, if you're listening to this, right. So make sure you do check out Irene's talk. You can register for this event for free, right. There is the ability to do that. And if you missed the free talk, there's a way to get lifetime access to that talk plus her 3 free courses, because Irene does. She has such a beautiful way of understanding people and meeting them where they are and helping them through it, right? Really teaching them how to support their nervous system, regardless of you know, what might be the impetus for causing the nervous system dysregulation in the first place. So yeah, it's such a synergistic modality. I can think of, just off the top of my head, a dozen community members who have benefited from nervous system support.
Oh yeah. I've got tons of them in my community as well. It's like, you do all the things, but until you do this thing, you know, boom. And then, you know, conversely, I've had a ton of people, because of my collaborations with Irene, they did the nervous system piece, but the missing piece was the quantum circadian piece.
Totally,
and now
totally.
They're like, whoa, now, you know, it all goes together so beautifully. So it doesn't contradict one another. You can do it at the same time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. And that's why I loved this. I loved this idea when we kind of had this idea of this summit. It was just like, you know, it brings these things together. It's not, it's rarely one healing modality necessarily, but when you get a couple of synergistic ones together, that can really, really be the thing that ultimately brings people to their full thriving self. That's what I love. And so yeah, nervous system regulation is huge. And that was the impetus behind the summit. It's like, what are things that Sarah and I aren't experts in, but we know experts.
we want to bring this to our community because we want, again, like, we've got the free registration because we want to bring these messages out to as many people as we possibly can. And then all the cool, amazing gift package that you can get for, if you're like, I want to learn more. Like, I'm really interested in this information. I want to learn more. So it benefits everyone. Again, free. And then if you want a little bit more, it's like ridiculous deal. So
yeah. And the cool part too is about just the summit. I always love the idea of like key speakers in one location. Like you go to the here's your landing page, right? Here's your hub. And now it's like, okay, I want to learn about the nervous system. Okay. Now I want to learn about breath work. Okay. Right. Now I want to learn about reading the tongue. That was a really cool talk with Amber.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to some of these too.
I'm excited.
That's some of the other stuff that you just mentioned, reading the tongue. Like, okay, I need to know about this.
Yeah. You know, I just felt compelled to reach out to Amber to be a speaker. Amber Hargroder, she's an expert herbalist who also has gone through the quantum training, right? The quantum health training. But she also, through her experience with herbalism, has been able to help people learn how to read their tongues and even talk about like what their tongue is telling them about the structure and water content of their bodies. Right? Like the hydration status and things like that. And so what I love about this talk is it gives people a really cool way of checking in with their own bodies on a daily basis that isn't an app. Right.
So you're not on your phone trying to figure Trying to check in on your biometrics, see me steps you've got, what your HRV is. Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you stick your tongue out and you look at it. It's like, what's my tongue telling me? You know? And like her guide is honestly the $99. Her guide is worth, I mean, that alone. It's like over 150 pages of different drawings of the tongue and different colorings and different indications where you can just start to flip through and just become familiar with a part of your body. It's an interior part of your body that you can view exteriorly, and it's communicating a message about your digestion, your hydration, the level of what we would call like warmth or heat versus are you too dry? And so it's just, that was such a fascinating talk. And I found it to be such an empowering way to get people to start to be in touch with their body and what their body might be signaling to them simply by looking at the tongue on a regular basis.
Oh, that is super interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got that. And you mentioned red light therapy a little bit earlier with Irene, and that's such a hot thing right now, like just exploding on Instagram and my DMs. Anytime I post something about red light therapy, I probably get 15 messages from people. And we have a whole red light therapy episode on Quantum Conversation. So if you're on my podcast, make sure you go to Quantum Conversations and watch. And if you're on Quantum Conversations, go back a few episodes. We made a really great episode, but we've got Kelly Bento, who is a red light therapy expert, has an amazing company as well to speak about red light therapy, right?
Yes, totally. And what I love about Kelly's perspective is she has the perspective of red light therapy from both extensively diving into research over the course of the past decade, probably longer, but also then helping people take these devices, you know, that she's beautifully made and how to apply it for them to receive a benefit. Mm-hmm. And what I found beautifully that Kelly's done is she's an expert in the literature, but sometimes research doesn't always translate to what needs to happen clinically. And so she really has that beautiful knowledge base about why someone might need more red light therapy or less, or, you know, I mean, or how to start to implement it in various capacities. And so, she gives a great talk, and I love red light therapy specifically. You know, I know you do too, because of
I love it.
It's a light therapy. It is so synergistic with what we talk about. And these days, Kelly speaks about this in the summit talk, but these days she says that even if we were to spend, and I don't want people to be depressed about this, but even if we were to spend 6 hours outside, we're still lacking in red and near infrared light, right?
Wow.
You know, so we can really live outside. And so that's why it's great to have a red light therapy device that you're able to then apply to your body to feed your body. It's like giving your body nutrition that it's lacking. You're just giving it light that it's lacking. And we go into all those details about that in this talk. And really when I heard that, it was like, of course, right? We're so red and infrared light deficient.
Yeah, I've known that because we don't go outside and these windows block the red, near infrared and UV. So we're not around it. I'm sitting by a fire right now, so I'm getting a little infrared, but you know, most people don't have that opportunity. And, you know, I've heard so many influencers on Instagram say, if you just go outside, you don't need to buy a red light panel. You don't need it. And again, yes, you can get tremendous benefits from being outside, but that's a really interesting statistic about the 6 hours. Cause I don't really know anyone who does 6 hours a day.
No.
And to hear that you could still, that's still maybe not enough to supplement your body with as much red and near infrared as you need is very interesting.
Well, especially those of us at these northern latitudes, or even where it's cold right now for you, right? I know it's cold today for you, that it's just not possible. Like I go outside, but even if I were to, you know, do my, I walk for an hour, I have the sunroof open, you know, when I'm driving to school, back from school. I mean, like I do accumulate, you know, what I consider to be a good amount of natural light signaling. I don't get it on my skin. It's not really in this weather. It's not touching my skin adequately.
Cold.
So it's too cold, that's why I love red and infrared, near infrared light in the winter. And I don't know about you, Sarah, but I have noticed that there is a seasonal way that I do use red light therapy.
Oh,
I use it way more in the winter for much longer duration than I would in the summer, because I can go outside and get it. But even then, you know, sometimes we need more because of just how deficient our living spaces are.
Exactly. And I'll even use it in the summer to kind of prep my skin before I go outside. I think it's a great thing to do before you go out into all that strong UV to prep your skin. So there's so many different applications for it. And it's East Coast here, gray winter, too cold. So I definitely use it a lot more in the winter time. And I'm excited about this chat with Kelly. And the other cool thing is, for anyone who does decide to get the paid version and get the recordings and the gift set, Kelly is offering a prize of a red light panel. We're going to have a drawing of anybody who does get that recording. And one of the winnings is a panel from Kelly. And then everybody who does the paid will get $100 off coupon for any of Kelly's panels. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I just got that email from Kelly this morning stating that.
Thank you, Kelly. That's so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Very amazing. That's so generous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that. So that's.
So in and of itself, if you're looking into getting red light therapy, you buy this course, you basically
pay for it. Yeah.
You get the discount, pays for itself. Right. Exactly. So that's so cool.
Yeah. And I'm throwing in my circadian health for the busy person course, which is $147. So boom, there it pays
there
for,
forward I'm in itself. All my webinars bundle, which includes thyroid and strategies on anxiety and depression, seasonal shifts that can happen. Like, yeah, it's a lot of information you're going to get in that webinar bundle. So, and that's I think that's like $137 or something like that as well. So.
Amazing. So much great value. And again, the free speakers, you know, I'm just trying to kind of go through some of the other people I've talked to, you talked to a little bit more like the fascia, the lymph, which I think people are really interested in.
That. Mm-hmm. So I talked with Kelly Kennedy on that, and I love her perspective on like, pathways need to drain, both from an emotional perspective, like the fluids in our body need to flow. And if they're not flowing, there's stagnation, which means that there's stagnation in healing. And there's even stagnation in like holding on to old energies and emotions that no longer serve us. So Kelly is just such a fun person. Kelly Kennedy is such a fun person to talk to when it comes to that. And she gives a really great resource as well, which is her flow guide, F-L-O-W-E, which each stands for something. And it really helps people to understand how to optimize flow, which allows to it basically just allows for the body to self-regulate its healing mechanisms.
Yeah. There's the lymphatic draining thing is really hot right now over on the internet. There's all these people kind of showing you these like techniques that you can use. And it's pretty interesting stuff. So I'm glad that we have that as part of the summit. Cause I do think it goes along with the quantum health strategies, right? Of learning how to make your body more of a robust organism that is capable of detoxing and draining without having to like pour a bunch of things down it, you know?
Totally. You know, I speak a ton, and I don't know, the people who might be on listening to your podcast more than our quantum conversations might not be aware, but I talk a ton about exclusion zone water, water as this, as this really key facet of optimizing for our health. Yes. And one of the things though, where this is where if someone starts to focus on building easy water inside of their cells, well, what happens is the cells then will exclude or push out any toxins that might be impairing the cell, which is a good thing. But if those toxins get pushed into the lymphatic flow. And if the flow is sluggish, that's for people who say, but I started to use red light therapy or I started to sauna, right?
Yeah. And I got sick.
And if the nervous system isn't a factor there, that's when we have to look at what's happening with your lymphatic drainage, because pushing toxins out of the cell is one thing, good for the cell, but they got to be able to flow through all of the detoxification pathways in order for the body to truly get rid of them and not make it a burden anymore. So I love Kelly's work because I think it's just so synergistic with what I teach with exclusion zone water.
Absolutely. And then we've got Rob Stewart, who I've talked to several times on my podcast and just a really great guy to talk about skin health. And, you know, I think it's something that people struggle with, but they don't necessarily talk about. And he had pretty debilitating eczema and psoriasis and tried everything he could to heal his skin and found these more natural modalities, ways of doing it. And it doesn't involve taking a bunch of supplements. He's very much in line with our strategies, quantum health, circadian health, and proper local seasonal nutrition. And I think, that was a really fun conversation too, because the skin health, anytime I've talked about it, I'll get a ton of emails because people are just kind of like, I might, you know, I have these skin issues, but you can't see them. I'm hiding them, but I really want to know how to fix them. And so I think he brings a lot of value in how do we apply these natural things in order to heal our skin, right?
Yeah, I love that. You know, I don't, a lot of people, I mean, I do kind of hear in the background that like, well, but skin, who cares about the skin? Like that's kind of vain, right? I care more about what's happening inside, but I think skin is a reflection. The mm-hmm. health of our skin is a reflection of what's happening inside of our bodies, mm-hmm. in our gut, you know, also mm-hmm. in our environment, non-native EMFs. And so I think it's a very important thing. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's okay to feel good in our skin, right? And
yeah.
Skin and take care of it in a way. I actually think that like one of my guilty pleasures, and I haven't listened to Rob's talk, but I'd love to at some point here. One of my guilty pleasures really is kind of looking behind the scenes at, well, what could be supportive for skin health? And I love mm-hmm. every once in a while finding like this really cool oil, you know, all natural oil, botanical oil that I want to try or something like that, because that to me feels like almost like a nourishing self-care. It's like I'm tending to myself. I'm massaging my face. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel good. That kind of goes beyond just like the physical aspect of healthy skin to also just feels like self-care to me.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the other side of that is if you do have eczema, like eczema was something I struggled with as a child to the point where my insides of my arms would bleed. The backs of my legs would bleed. I would just be itching constantly. I mean, if you've ever struggled with eczema or psoriasis, these are super uncomfortable. Not only are they uncomfortable, they're embarrassing. You know, I never want to wear shorts, always wearing long sleeves in the winter and in the summertime too, just trying to hide. And like to figure out a natural way to deal with this. And I did, you know, I've done that through diet. I've done that through these circadian and quantum principles. I don't have eczema as an adult. It's amazing. You know, it's pretty great. So I think that that's another thing. Nourish your body, feel good in the skin you're in, but also if you're struggling with one of these conditions, maybe a little bit of hope that doesn't have to be lifelong. There are some things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And the fact that it goes beyond just, you know, unfortunately more the allopathic method of just put this cream on, right?
Creams. Yeah. It's not, you don't have a steroid cream deficiency. Like,
good way of putting it.
No, you just don't.
You know, in addition to like the skin health and all this beautiful stuff, I think an interview that I really loved was with Sachin Patel, who talks about breathing. He is such a lovely human being and really talks about breath in so many key ways. You know, basically he said it is through breath that the body does start to perceive its emotions, right? So there's research that shows that you could actually breathe like joyfully or like with laughter. And it starts to change the brain chemistry. Or like, you know, picture what happens if we're really like breathing like really sad or like, you know, that also can start to shift what's happening in the body. And so his perspective on breath is just so huge, but so practical as well. We got into some really, really nitty gritty, good practical ways that we can talk, like look at the breath, view the breath, talk about breath, talk about, you know, tongue placement and strategies to do. So again, I find that to be a low-hanging fruit for health mm-hmm. that I addressed in my own life a while ago. And I think it's because it's no longer in my realm of I need to correct. I don't necessarily think of it. And it's only been within, again, as I've been noticing nervous system dysregulation, I've been asking people more and more about their breath. And we'll do stuff like Bolt score, or do you snore at night, or maximum breath holds, or things like that, just assessments that resonate with them. And I'm finding that the majority of people have poor breathing mechanics and are unaware of it. And so for me, changing that and becoming, going from, guarantee you, like I was that loud mouth breather in the movie theater, like going from that person to just breathing with my mouth closed and my tongue in the correct placement and, you know, breathing like into my ribs and not into my, like always having the tension in the neck and shoulders. Oh my gosh. Right. Like when I learned to change how I breathed, that went away. No more massage needed. Right. Like that tension's gone. So, again, a low hanging fruit that is so foundational and so profound and very synergistic with all the stuff that we talk about.
Yeah. And isn't his gift course about stop snoring in 7 days or something like that?
Yeah. He's giving 2 key gifts with that. Oh. So he's giving, he's giving his stop snoring guide. And I think he's also just giving his ultimate breathwork bundle, which has like a bunch of really practical tips and tools and trainings that you could do to support your breath. Breathing. Yeah. So
very
it's super
exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm also looking forward to the one that I did with Jen Isabel Friend, because water, I know you are, I call you one of the world's leading experts on water, easy water.
Oh, Jen, totally. Yeah.
Jen has made it her life, you know, to talk about water. And so what we really try to do, and you and I have done a Quantum Conversations water show before, but what we really try to do is make it simple for people, because I think you can start looking at water, researching it, saying, I need to buy, you know, this alkaline, you know, specific water. We talk about how to just keep it really simple. What's the best, what's the least expensive way to create optimal drinking water for yourself, for your family, and easy. And I think that's really important, because that's what I was talking about with my husband this morning, because I just told him, I was like, I just bought this new distiller to try. And he's like, how much was that? You know, and he's like, well, clean water is one of the most important things for the family. So I've kind of got him.
Right. Thank you.
It's like, well, then. I am making a difference in this house.
Things you wouldn't have heard 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's, yeah. So no, that's, I'm always.
What I love about Jen Isabel's stuff too is like she is such a steward for water. She like embodies mm-hmm. water, yes. But her knowledge of it, like you said, goes from the, if you had the ultimate budget, here's what you could do. But if you got a close to zero budget, here's what you could do. And yes. Guess what? You're getting good quality, structured, energized both. Water with both ways.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And that. I think that's so important for people that, yeah, they want to get into this health transformation, the stuff that you talk about, the stuff that I talk about, basically free to implement. Mm-hmm. Right. But then we have all these other things that can help. Right. So you got a good foundation, and then here's some other things you can try. And with the summit, you'll be exposed to all these different people that you and I really looked to as kind of beacons for these specific topics. And then you can explore from there. You can decide, all right, I'm going to leave this topic for a while, but I'm really interested in this one. And there's an opportunity to do that and have lifetime access to those courses and the talk, so that you can watch when you're ready. Cause I don't know about you. I get like information overload sometimes.
Totally. Like, I love having the recordings to summits.
Yeah. Cause it's I like, can't
nibble
I
on
just
it.
Listen to like five things. I'm like, I don't know what to do with all of this. You know, it's great, but I'm not really sure what to do with all of it. So
can I highlight another one really quickly that I loved all the chats, right? So if you're a speaker listening to this, like don't, if we don't mention you, don't be offended, because I literally loved every single one.
Me too. Same. Yeah.
But that being said, Dr. Max Gullhane did such a great job of helping people understand the food aspect of circadian living as part of the talk, which was amazing, you know, the local seasonal eating, but he also connected those dots with the light hygiene to how to live a circadian friendly lifestyle if you're a shift worker. It was
I
the
love that.
Best,
oh, we need
the
that.
Best description that I've heard, because not everyone, you know, is able to do like what you and I do, Sarah. Right? We basically are able to live a circadian lifestyle because we work during daytime hours, and that's not it's not accessible for everyone. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, Max is a medical doctor, right? So he gets the having to adapt a lifestyle to working overnights in the ER, right? I mean, so like he totally understands, and his tools and take tips, it was brilliant. I absolutely loved everything that he shared about that. And so that's a really key resource as well, because while you might hear us say in the quantum health world, it's not ideal to have a shift work. I mean, it might not be ideal, but does that mean you can't apply things and do the best you can given the circumstances and the career you're in right now? No, absolutely not. Right. And so that's beautiful. What Max talked about was just so, so lovely and very clear and succinct. And I think it's going to be a great way for people to start who are doing shift work to be able to start to really fully embrace and implement some key circadian strategies, food strategies too, when you eat as well.
I think that's super key. And I talk about that in my circadian health for the busy person course too, that comes with the gift package, because I've had a lot of doctors, nurses, shift workers do that course specifically because it's like, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, I'm an emergency worker, and we actually need these people in our society. And so I think it's important that we have these conversations so we can support those people, because just to, there's people that are like, oh, quit your job, Well, number one, that may not be realistic for a lot of people. And then number two, we actually do need these people. And so if we can give them strategies to help them to enhance their health and to mitigate the damage of some of the shift work, then I think it's so important. So that's
tell someone to I'm quit so your, excited. Especially if you tell, especially the approach of quit your job. And this is someone who also has needs nervous system regulation support.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's like the biggest double whammy on the planet, right? Like quit your job and all of a sudden move. Your nervous system, yeah, move. Like right. All of a sudden your nervous system is on like even more on the fritz than it might've already been. And it's like, oh yeah. I've encountered a couple or several individuals who have had that experience. And it's like, no, same. We have to meet people where they're at. And that's mm-hmm. what I love mm-hmm. about this circadian stuff. Like we're going to give tools and tips and strategies regardless, right? Not everyone can, and not everyone, like you said, society wouldn't necessarily operate if everyone went into a cave.
And shut down.
Shut down.
It'd be nice, but that's just not the way our society
not
is set up.
Society is
people,
set up
right babies now. Are born at night. A lot of them are born at night. People get sick. People need help. It's just not realistic. Yeah. So we've covered like so many of the different speakers, but just to highlight, we've got Dr. Anthony Guston's going to be speaking. You may have heard him before. We've got Dr. Tina Moore talking about metabolic health. My friend Rob Jacobs, every time I talk with Rob on my podcast, that one, it does so well. It's like still one of my top episodes, the one we did a year ago. So he's amazing to talk about strength training, which I think can be a really helpful. And he does it from this quantum circadian lens. And we've got Nick to talk about EMFs. We've got Dr. Catherine Clinton. So many amazing. Oh, Dr. Sarah.
To
talk about deuterium.
Oh, Paula. I want to highlight Paula Shuley because she talks a ton. She did a beautiful job talking about drainage pathways, right? Like, so obviously Kelly was helped us with our lymph support, but gosh, Paula went into detail about so many ways to support beyond just the lymphatic system, from the colon to the liver, the gallbladder. I mean, it was brilliant. I loved that talk.
Yeah. And that's another thing people are looking for, because if you are, because like we've talked about, I think before, the detoxing, parasite cleansing, heavy metal detox, all that stuff is like really popular right now. And I'm not going to say never do that. Those are bad, but if you don't have these foundations down, then you could really make yourself sick. Like talk about somebody getting a reaction from doing red light therapy. I mean, then think about putting all these things in your body to try to push out
heavy metals, right? That can't then
right.
be pushed out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Then what kind of situation are you going to put yourself in? So I think, yeah, there's a lot of value in that. And my friend Danielle Hamilton talking about blood sugar, which is huge.
Yes.
If you want to reverse leptin resistance, blood sugar has to be balanced. That's a big part of it. So that's a key for people to understand. So yeah. And then you and I are going to do some talks as well.
Highlighting too, we got Dr. Motley as well, I love his stuff on Instagram and he's great, but Dr. Motley comes at things from more of an Eastern medicine lens in a beautiful way that really like, you're just like, tell me more. Oh, tell me more. Yes. I'm resonating with this so much. So I love that because I do feel like certain modalities, I feel like more traditional Chinese medicine modalities and Ayurveda also pair beautifully when helping supporting the body. Because guess what, right? Quantum and circadian rhythm, quantum health, it was built in, that was implied, right?
In traditional Chinese medicine, right?
When those modalities were developed, like you couldn't help but be earthed all the time, eating locally, eating seasonally, having a strong circadian rhythm, right?
Yeah.
So these are things that we were kind of like building back in that then when you hear someone like Dr. Motley talk and it's just like, ah, yes, thank you. That's such a beautiful way to view the body and support it with additional strategies.
Yeah, exactly. And I get that all the time. Anytime I do a post on Instagram, I'm like, don't have spinach smoothies in the middle, you know, and spinach and pineapple smoothies in the middle of winter, and don't necessarily have coconut water and all these things. I get a ton of people that are like, yeah, you're just talking about traditional Chinese medicine. I'm like,
Ayurveda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ayurveda. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's very synergistic. And so, yeah, it'll be very interesting to hear from him as well. I always like listening to him talk in his little Instagram videos. So that'll be a lot of fun.
He's good. He's awesome. I love him. So
yeah. Wonderful. Well, we're excited to talk about all these different topics, and hopefully, you know, this little episode here, we just wanted to highlight a lot of these things that Carrie and I do think are important, because a lot of people are, it's January still, or like forward thinking, how can I really get my health on track this year? What are the most important things I need to focus on? So that's why we put together all these people, and we'd even mention everyone. We just didn't have enough time to get to everyone. But again, free to listen. And then if you're like, hey, I want to learn more, $99, and you'll get $2,000 plus worth of free resources, and then a chance to win like over $3,000 in prizes. So it's a really ridiculous deal.
One thing that I do want to say too is the reason why I love the idea of the recordings is because I don't want my community to hear this and be like, I'm overwhelmed. It's like, no, you listen to the talks, listen to as many talks as you can. And whichever one resonates with you, that's the direction that you head in, right? What you start to focus on. And that focus may take a month. It may take a year, right? So, and then come back, right? And then come back to the recordings and say, okay, that, I feel like that's in place. I feel like that's really strong and supportive. What now resonates with me? What's another layer of support? Mm-hmm. And so you find that, and that's what you, so I don't want people to feel like they've got to do every single thing within the month of January, right? Or within the month of February, whatever it is. Like, no, but what we wanted to provide were the topics that we think are very synergistic with quantum and circadian health practices, and that we want you to kind of say, what resonates with me? What is the direction that my body might be being called at, or asking for support? And that's the direction that you had.
Yeah, 100%. And I've actually just had this conversation in my community, I think it was yesterday, like someone made a recommendation for a specific practitioner. And a few people say, well, this practitioner doesn't resonate with me. And I said, okay, that's good that you know that that doesn't resonate with you. Then don't go in that direction. Here's maybe some other ones to look at. You do have to, and to know that someone doesn't resonate with you is a good thing, right? It's your body telling you something, and you should listen to that. So you're not wrong for not feeling a sense of resonance. And hopefully you do with Carrie and I, and that's why you're here listening. And we'll
if you don't, it's okay too.
If you don't, it's all right. We, you know, everyone doesn't love us. But we do want to continue.
Check out the comments of some of our videos.
Oh God.
It's all good. It's all good.
Don't get me started, but nice comments below. Thank you. We appreciate you. Hit the like button, subscribe. Anyway, thank you for listening. And if you are listening on my podcast platform, make sure you do subscribe to Quantum Conversations. If you enjoyed this and you want to hear more banter with Carrie and I about things we think are important for health and these kind of more complex quantum topics, like how to actually implement them as an everyday person. And if you're on Quantum Conversations, make sure you check out the Health Transformation Summit. We'll have those in the pinned comments, in the show notes, wherever you're listening. So yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Fun chat. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you are watching over on YouTube, make sure to hit the like button, leave us a comment. If you are on the audio only platform, go ahead on over to either Apple or Spotify, leave the show up to a 5-star review. I do hope that you'll join Carrie and I for the summit. The free summit is going to have so many wonderful speakers, so many wonderful topics that I think are going to really help people transform and change their health in 2024. So I'm really excited about it. And then again, that amazing gift package, if you do decide to get the recordings so that you have lifetime access, getting over $2,000 worth of courses from our amazing speakers, from our amazing contributors. So check that out. And thanks again for listening. Make sure you head on over to Quantum Conversations and subscribe there. It's a really fun podcast where Carrie and I talk about these topics every single week. Thanks again for listening or watching, whichever one you did, and have a fantastic day.